News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than one in three of us have not taken any measures to prepare for the end of our lives, according to new research published today by Royal London Ireland, whose protection propositions lead Barry McCutcheon has been telling us about the findings.
Really, what we found is talking about end-of-life plans is still a bit of a taboo for most people in Ireland. Only about 20% of people have discussed their funeral wishes, and just 15% have shared their medical preference for end-of-life care. That's not a lot, really. But I suppose one thing that really surprised us was that two-thirds of Irish adults haven't even written a will. And even among those over 55, it's only about a quarter that have thought about inheritance tax. And a third of those don't even have a will at all. One thing I thought was very interesting was when it comes to our digital lives, only 10% of people have shared their passwords for after they pass away. So if you're thinking about what happens to your social media accounts or online banking, it is something to consider. When it comes to writing a will, the best thing to do is talk to your solicitor and get proper legal advice about it. And that's certainly a good starting point. And when it comes to things like inheritance tax planning, well, that's where your tax advisor or your financial broker comes into it, because they're the people who have the expertise in that area. Really, what I'd say is don't be put off by your lack of knowledge. It's just about knowing where to get the expert advice and taking it from there. It's never too early and it's never too late.
Barry McCutcheon of Royal London Ireland there. We're also joined by Leslie Shoemaker, who is the counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Leslie, good morning. Why is death still such a taboo in this country?
Well, I think we are wonderful when supporting people who have passed away. I mean, only the Irish do death at funerals like no other country I've ever experienced before in my life. But when it comes to talking about our own deaths, we're not terribly good at it. Quite simply, who likes to talk about dying?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason for that. Occasionally, I will have a conversation with my wife going, that's a lovely piece of music, let's have that one at my funeral. But I'm doing it more in jest than in sincerity.
Yeah, and that's a really common way for us to approach tough subjects, is to do it through humour, to make it more socially acceptable, to make it easier to talk about. Because here's the reality. As human beings, when we experience feelings and thoughts, or maybe even physical sensations that we don't like, our brain quite simply says, make it go away, and make it go away fast. I don't like this. And so that's what we do. We avoid things when we don't like them.
Occasionally it takes a legal requirement to focus the mind, i.e. setting out a will, and people put that off as long as physically possible. But that's probably the only time that people who are, shall we say, in their 30s, 40s, 50s will think about death. But as we know, death is rather indiscriminate and can take you at any stage.
Unfortunately, having been through that myself over the last year, yeah, it can hit at any time and quite unexpectedly. But it's important, you know, to think about a will, despite the fact there can be some really difficult decisions to make, such as the division of the assets. Who's going to get what? Knowing that there could be some toe-stepping happening. There may be a particular piece of jewelry that a couple of female relatives want, but there's only one, you know, perhaps a daughter or a granddaughter that the family, you know, say the grandparent wants the person to have.
The other thing is only 10% have shared digital account information. So your passwords, the most obvious thing, you spend a disproportionate amount of time on your phone, up to 4 hours a day for the average person, but you don't want to give anyone your password, which means when you die, everyone's going to be locked out of those accounts.
Unfortunately, that's the case. Although I think that, you know, they're much better now about allowing you access in certain circumstances to, you know, certain accounts. But this is where, in making a will, you're giving permission to an independent person to legally access all these different things. But I know of situations where a family member has a spouse that's perhaps incapacitated with Alzheimer's. And then when the person dies, they're locked out of simple things like the phone bill, TV. So it's important to make these arrangements in advance, things like power of attorney. These are really tricky and difficult conversations to have.
I suppose just to finish up on this, Leslie, what is the advice for people today? We all know that death is coming for us all. We mightn't want to talk about it, but what should they do today if they haven't started the process of getting ready for that and making sure there is a plan?
Just do it. It's the best advice there is. You know, here's the reality. We listen to our thoughts. We treat our thoughts as facts, but they're not. They're just pieces of information. We get a lot of silliness into our heads. And by putting it off, it just ends up creating a lot more problems. I mean, there are free services such as the Free Wills Network, and there are a lot of law firms offering low-cost options. Whatever you do, just make sure it's legally binding. That's my suggestion.
All right. Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.